maybe Huhana Linden's picked up the habit. She's with us today. Hey, Huhana, tēnā koe.
Hi, Matua. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Do you like a beer, Huhana?
No, not really.
Not really.
I'm not much of a drinker.
Green tea for you?
Not green tea, but I do prefer having, you know, a bit of a latte at a cafe rather than a hard night out on the whiskies or anything.
Fijoa wine used to be the green party go-to, wasn't it?
Oh, nice. That sounds good. I've missed out on that generation. But a nice red is nice with dinner sometimes.
Good on you. Lovely to catch up with you again, Huhana. You've been on the campaign trail. People are talking up your chances in Taitukura. Today, we've been focusing on health issues, mental health issues for Māori. Had a wonderful conversation with a wahine working in Porirua. And this is to do, we use the racism word because the funding for mainstream mental health services eclipses greatly the funding for Māori approaches. Now, we were talking about, or she was saying, how effective the understanding of the awhi for whakapapa, the learning of raranga, baking scones, learning how to cook, how to stand proudly and say who you are after people present with significant trauma and mental health or addiction issues. But it's not funded in the way that mainstream is with their pharmaceutical model. Why do you think that is so, Huhana?
I think that that's where the focus is often on treatment rather than prevention. Taking that community-based, kaupapa Māori-led approach, taking the ambulance off from the bottom of the cliff and pulling it away and putting the safeguards up so you don't ever fall off the cliff is something that we continue to underfund in the system. And that's really clear. So hearing from community providers such as those in Porirua or us in the north, that that often we have the funding inequities between hospital-based services or those in Te Whatuora Health NZ compared to what our providers is consistent, you know. And that's the shame of it, because if we can prevent ill health, then it's better off for the dollar, the budget, and also for secondary care later on down the track.
Tēnā koe. So it's Māori Men's Health actually, our Tāhoe, the Health Week, and call it Māori Men's Health. I know it's not that. It's Men's Health Week. For our tāne, you're keeping an eye on all manner of things in Taitukurau, and we know that mental health and addiction services are an important aspect, but the wider health sector and the accessibility for our men in the north, might you touch on aspects of that corridor if you can get your head around some of that, please, for a moment, Huhana?
Look, you know, men's health is massive, and it's good that we've got a dedicated week to talk hauora tāne and then for tāne Māori to take the lead on what affects them. I think about the many issues that impact men's health, and we've got many cancers, you know, prostate and bowel, those types of things, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, but also where we forget about simple things like gout and, you know, the fact that allopurinol, the medication for gout, is cheaper than a bag of chips, and yet we can't get the subsidies relevant to support access to this medication in order to prevent the illness, which impacts on men being able to go to work, whānau being able to go to work, and the dollar back in the pocket for the whānau. So these are multiple things here, but when we think about mental health and addictions, these are issues which have been underfunded for a really long time. And I'm going to, you know, also recognise the government has made a recent announcement in Taitukurau of $1.7 million for additional resource into youth mental health, and particularly for suicide prevention. You know, these are overdue. They're overdue funding that we need in the rohe. And so when I think about groups such as Te Roopu Kimiora, which is our youth mental health and addiction service here across Taitukurau, they've been, you know, really working hard over a long time. And so receiving this additional pūtea in order to put more community-based prevention coordinators up in the mid-north and far-north is well overdue. So there's much to do But I'm really mindful that mental health and addictions is big for Tāne Māori, and thinking of the suicide rates where, Tāne Māori are twice, they have the twice as rate as non-Māori. These are things that are important that we need to see funding applied to.
Tēnā koe, Huhana Linden with us proudly from the Greens. A couple of issues I'd like to touch on, and one of them is the spat at Scrutiny Week yesterday, particularly with Marama, Chloe, and with Tamapōtaka. So Tamapōtaka describes the legislative change to enable the sell-off of conservation land as bits and bobs, a gravel pit in the South Island, a building for the Met Service in Wellington. But are we, do you think, seeing the thin end of the wedge here, and considering how important the coalition government say wording is? I mean, we've lost huge tracts of land because of wordings on documents, subtle as they can be. We're looking at the changes between give effect to and be cognizant of, or similar. Wording in legislation is vital, and he was pulled up about some of that wording. Appropriate, do you think, Huhana?
Yeah, nah, you can't refer to Dockland as bits and bobs. You can't tell me that Hauturu Ōtoi, Little Barrier Island, or Aotea Great Barrier, Mimi Whangata, or Russell State Forest, or Raukumara are bits and bobs. These are significant land parcels which were taken by the Crown, often by dubious means, and he's calling them bits and bobs that are going to be available for commercial use or for potential sale to private hands. And you know, that interaction that took place is well deserved. Our co-leaders went in there and they were advocating because, you know, the loss of land to Māori has been significant, and it's been sitting locked up in Te Papa Atawhai for generations. And now we see that there could be carte blanche release of land for sale, for lease and for commercial purposes. Well, where do we fit within the hierarchy of receiving those lands back? And we should not be paying for them. Hell no, absolutely not. That whenua was taken. It needs to be returned to local hapu and iwi. And in some of the narrative that we've heard from the minister and from officials is that it's a land of low biodiversity value. Well, I've heard that myself for a beautiful block and important place to us as Ngāti Wai people, Mimi Whangata, where officials call it low diversity, biodiversity value. These are sacred sites, and if DOC intends to dispose of them, they come back to the people. That's the first stop. Before any community group, any private interests, any companies, or anything from overseas, iwi Māori need first right of refusal, because it is unfair to hear the way that they are changing the legislation without us and not considering a return of lands. And this doesn't require treaty settlement. Hell no. If you're releasing these lands for disposal, first right of refusal back to us.
We absolutely agree with what you're saying there. The conservation estate, it was all Māori land, wasn't it? And now it's cornered off, and so many of our people, just for economic circumstances, denied access to it. I look at all the huge tracts of land in Fiordland, and it's celebrated globally as being an ecological jewel. Tell me how many people from Mandarawa get to visit it.
Oh, absolutely. And plenty of companies and groups have been making a dollar off this conservation land through their concessions. And iwi Māori are often locked out of those concessions. The entire process, it prejudices us from the very beginning. So, whatever the amendments end up looking like from the minister, we welcome them and we'll be watching really closely, because he reckons that iwi Māori is not being forgotten in this space. But, you know, we have low trust. We can't say, and the Crown cannot turn around and say, we have a good relationship with Tiwi Māori as the Crown. So, no.
Thank you for joining us. All the best for the weekend. Look forward to another kōrero perhaps next week. Mauri ori kā koe tuhine. Tēnā koe, and thank you, Huhana.
Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi.